WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In Georgia, prosecutors charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman in yesterday's deadly shooting at Appalachee High School with four counts of felony murder. The FBI says it investigated tips last year. The teen was threatening to shoot up a school, but say there was not enough reason to bring charges. Today, President Biden in Wisconsin at a convention and then called for stronger and sensible gun laws and to help limit access.
There are too many people who are able to access guns that shouldn't be able to. So let's require safe storage of firearms. I know I have mine locked up.
In Los Angeles, President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was in court today, pleaded guilty to 9 counts in a federal tax trial. Earlier, prosecutors rejected defense attorney attempts for an Alford plea, which would have allowed Hunter to plead guilty while maintaining his innocence on the conduct of charges. He'll be sentenced December 16th. And dangerous triple-digit temperatures keeping a grip in the Southwest and West Coast. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A motorcyclist was seriously injured after his school bus collided with his bike in Beaver Dam. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, it happened Wednesday afternoon on State Highway 33 near North Crystal Lake Road in the township of Beaver Dam. Investigators believe the Harley-Davidson driver was going east on State Highway 33 when the school bus, going north, hit him. The 62-year-old motorcyclist was taken to Marshfield Medical Center in Beaver Dam with serious injuries. The bus driver was not injured. Fond du Lac firefighters extinguished a semi-fire on Highway 41 Wednesday evening. No injuries were reported. When crews arrived, they found the semi fully engulfed in flames with the fire spreading to the trailer, which was carrying 42,000 pounds of pecans. Firefighters quickly extinguished the fire, but both southbound Highway 41 and Rolling Meadows Drive were briefly shut down to allow crews to work safely. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, cooler, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weather continues through the weekend with sunshine, high again upper 60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
99.7.
Kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's Dave Never Late Grant. How are you doing? It's after 5 p.m. on Thursday night. I'm never late, am I, Aaron? Maybe sometimes. Here's Blues Traveler on Max FM.
And more.
Love Jack.
Things you say.
Old
tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
That's my love. Letting my love open the door. 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 When tragedy befalls you, don't let it drag you down. Love can't cure your problem. You're so lucky I'm around.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Thursday night, or as we like to call it, Friday Eve. The weekend is almost here. We have some great music that's going to be taking place in Baraboo on Saturday. It's the third annual Baraboo Blues Music Festival. This is going to be from 2 to 9 p.m. at the Ringling House B&B. We've got a big deal of the day for you today. You can get two tickets that are normally $20. You can get two tickets today, and today only 50% off, $10. No code required. Shop local and save big over at Max FM, bigdeals.com.
Max FM Sports.
The 2024 NFL season gets underway tonight when the Kansas City Chiefs play host to the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kansas City won its second straight Super Bowl last year and knocked off the Ravens in the AFC Championship game along the way. The Packers open a night later, Friday night against the Eagles in Brazil. Tight end Tucker Kraft said a fast start is essential.
Yeah, playing fast, I believe, just starts in the first quarter of every game, too. If we can get out there and get a lead early and then continue to control the clock, that's just the easiest way to win football games. So, yeah, start fast for sure, but that starts with the beginning of every game as well.
Brewers are off today following their second straight loss to the Cardinals, 3-2 in 10 innings. They'll open a three-game set against Colorado at AmFam Field tomorrow night. And former Badger women's hockey standout Brianna Decker becoming the first Wisconsin women's hockey alum to be inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Steve Winwood. Higher Love on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me feel for you. Chaka Khan. What you tell me? What you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan. Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you. Wanna hug you. Wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm. Let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. 'Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, 'cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you.
I'm not afraid to
me rock you, this all up on the roof. Shaka Khan, let me rock you, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, got the feel for you, feel for you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, it is Thursday night. And oh my goodness, there's a lot of noise going on outside our building. That construction crew has been working out there tirelessly all day long. They're working their tails off out there. I know they've had a long day. They had a little thing happen out there. It was not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. And let me tell you, they have been great to work with. I know they're causing a little bit of noise. We can actually see things bouncing around in the ceiling down here. You can probably sometimes hear them in the background, but you know what? We appreciate them. We're going to look forward to having this road done, back opened up, and it'll be different for us because in front of our building, we lose a little bit of parking out front. We will not be able to park out front anymore when this is all said and done because of the way the turn lane is going to be set up, but you know what? Traffic is going to flow better. That's going to be the good thing. Plus, it is such a smooth road. That's, I think, the part we've been looking forward to all this time because I know a lot of people were upset because every time you're dodging potholes on that road, and so it'll be a good thing. There's no roundabout going in here. I know there is a lot of discussion on that as well. So, no, just a turn lane going in here. Stoplights, I've confirmed that. I've talked with the crew out there today. So, thank you again for everyone that's working out there today. We appreciate you. So, you know what? In honor of that, we think it's time to have a little fun. We will have the Beastie Boys for you next on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Ever heard of Joan Ballweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body
more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Ballweg delivers for Wisconsin farmers because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Ballweg puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Ballweg. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Ballweg for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, cooler, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weather continues through the weekend with sunshine, high again upper 60s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently at 75 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah!
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
7 Max FM. Our 50-minute music car continues with Maroon 5 moves like Jagger. Yeah, I don't have moves like that because, you know, I can't dance.
Max FM.
Backstroke lover, always hiding beneath the covers till I talk to you. My daddy say, She was doing